welcome to the very first episode of The Art of Authenticity. This will be a weekly podcast that explores what it really means to be authentic and build a life that's truly you. We will be featuring in-depth interviews with successful business leaders, entrepreneurs, authors, and thinkers. And by them sharing their stories, their daily practices, and their habits, they will help you find a life that is successful and authentic. So first of all, I want to thank you for clicking on the podcast and taking the time to listen. It means the world to me. But before I step into the podcast and what you can expect in more detail, I just want to take a minute to tell you a little bit more about me and my journey and why I decided to create this podcast about authenticity. You may know my work, maybe you don't, but I wrote a book called Emotional Obesity about the idea that as children, at some point, because of the messages received from culture, family, we layer up on top of our authentic self to really hide ourselves from being hurt by the world. And over time, we lose connection to our deeper self and we walk around as adults with this weight. And we talk this way. We say, I feel overwhelmed. I feel dread. I feel anxiety, stress. So the way I stumbled upon this idea was because I was that person. I was in a job and I was feeling very overwhelmed, very stressed. And I decided to leave with one singular goal. I said to myself, I just want to find a life that feels more authentic. This word that I had heard and I thought about and I thought, what's the big deal? I'm 35 years old. I have resources. I'm going to hop out into the world and find a life that feels amazing. One, two, three, and I'll be done. Except it wasn't that easy. I had so much cut off from my authentic voice and my permission to have a life that felt amazing for me that I ended up spinning in circles. So I wrote an entire book about emotional obesity and how to shed the layers, how to remove the weight that kept me from my authentic life. And over time, I was able to find a life that feels incredible and amazing and authentic. So this was really always about authenticity. I just had to take a left turn to get there first. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be amazing to create a podcast bringing on top people to talk about their successful lives, what they're doing in their life, but also what it means to them to have an authentic life. What does that idea mean? It's thrown around so much, but I actually think it's really complicated and really hard to achieve. But with their advice and their thoughts, I thought, wow, if I had had something like that when I was struggling, that would have been so helpful to me. So what kind of interviews can you expect on the show? I have thinkers, writers, business people, entrepreneurs, artists from, you know, New York Times best-selling authors like Ron Lieber to intellectuals at the University of Chicago who have PhDs in science, psychology. They're going to share their stories, their journey, their tips and thoughts about how to have a life that doesn't just look amazing, but feels amazing. Also, you'll see that there's some 5 to 7 minute podcasts where I have taken blog posts that I've written over the last 2 years. A lot of them have been inspired by questions that I received from my audience, and I've turned them into blog posts, but they are going to be short explanations of how you can feel better in your life from all the philosophy I've read over the last 20 years, and hopefully you'll love those as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes, hit subscribe, leave a review. Every little bit counts. Thanks so much for listening.